On the show today, we have Glia's very own Dan McKelly and Community First Credit Union's very own Jimmy Lovelace and Laura Labetti, all talking about how Community First has fueled their recent rapid growth with human-centric digital strategy, all powered by Glia. Really good stuff here from these three, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here in our Zoom format. So let's get to some introductions real quick here. Right next to me, we have Community First Credit Union's very own Laura Labetti. Laura, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. And then right below me in our Brady Bunch format is Mr. Jimmy Lovelace, also from Community First Credit Union. Jimmy, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. You're welcome. And then diagonal, down diagonal for me is the one and only Mr. Dan McKelly from Glia. Dan, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm fantastic. Great to see you, Mike. How are you?
Good. Oh, we're doing great. Doing great. And you guys have been in the news a lot lately, so for good reason, because you guys are really... Well, I mean, this is kind of an afterthought here, but you're just taking off. You're doing some great stuff out there for credit unions out there. So we couldn't be more happy to have you guys on the show for sure.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Exciting times.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh, no doubt. And so today we have kind of, I love doing the kind of the credit union perspective because we kind of get the front lines perspective here. So we have Jimmy and Laura here to share what's going on here. So Laura and Jimmy, I'm going to let you guys go first here. So before we get into some of the results that you guys have been experiencing using the Glia platform here, because you guys have really experienced some rapid growth with your human-centric digital strategy. And so before we get to some of those results, can you share with us the human-centric digital approach your credit union has adopted in its digital transformation? What exactly does that look like? And I'll go ladies first here. Laura, you want to start out?
Yeah, sure. You know, we really take this approach and look at it from, we keep the member at the center of everything that we do. It's kind of how we are. It's how we've always been. And we're able to really take this with the Glia partnership and make sure that our digital tools still have that human connection,
yep.
No matter what. And I think that's one of the things that we find most valuable is we can still offer the digital tools that are valuable to our members without mm-hmm. losing that thing that makes a credit union and makes us as an organization special,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Which is still being right there where they are. And still feeling like we're talking to a person always.
Right, right. And we were talking before the recording that you were kind of on the digital experience side as opposed to the technical side. And we were talking about how those two complement each other and they can't do, one can't do without the other. So, and Jimmy, I see you nodding your head. So you want to comment on that?
Well, no, I think, we look at experience and the technical as two different things. You know, what it can do and what you can do are two different things. Yeah. And I think that's, early on, working with Laura, who's a phenomenal partner in this journey, it's around, you know, a lot of the technology speak at the time was reduce friction, you know, have that shiny new toy, make things quicker, which really what we wanted to focus more on increasing connection, which is what we thought digital could do.
Yeah.
And so that kind of became a mantra of ours early on. This, and let's make it feel, and not just so much human around, oh, you know, keep people in the process, but how do you make it feel like you're really dealing with the same organization that mm-hmm. you had? There was a... Yeah. There was a, you know, a fear of going cold as a credit union as you get more digital. You know, does it get more, you know, less personal? Does it get less interactive? And it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If you do digital right, it was our goal to increase connection. You know, and so then I think that's where finding the right partners helps us do that.
Got it. And Todd, and through the, I was reading through the press release and I kept seeing the word proactive throughout the whole thing. And mm-hmm. so can Laura, can you talk about the proactive aspect here? Can you share us about this philosophy in this area? Cause it sounds like we all kind of got to stay ahead of that proverbial curve in order to keep the members' interest and keep the credit unions relevant, right?
Yeah, we looked at this opportunity in two ways. Yes, we were providing a channel where members could reach out to us and we could speak to them when they needed us. But we also looked at it as an opportunity to really connect with those individuals that we might not normally get to speak with.
Yep.
Really focusing, especially on our website traffic. Those individuals go there. They may not ever speak to anyone, but they may have questions.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
if we're always just waiting for them to reach out to us, we may be missing opportunities to deepen a relationship right. or even just help somebody who might feel a little stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to make that good first impression. And so we really looked at a reactive approach, but also a very proactive focused approach on we can put this channel in and we can let it do what mm-hmm. it naturally does, but how do we connect immediately
yeah.
and not wait for the stuff? And we found that, you know, when we get into the results and things like that, we found it helps with leads, but it also helps them connect with our individuals. They're really actually speaking to someone who they feel connected with, and they didn't have to come find us. We reached out to them. We showed we cared right away about what they were looking at or if they had questions. And we find that those meaningful connections are really important.
Yeah. And I think you hit the key word there. It's care, right? I mean, that shows when you're doing this type of stuff, it shows that you care. And oh my gosh, does that just explodes in the world of loyalty and trust too, when there's that overtly caring message out there. And so Dan, we're going to get to you finally. So how did you guys at Glia, you know, help create this human-centric digital approach at Community First, kind of with your on-screen collaboration tools? Can you share with us, sir?
Well, first of all, I'd much rather hear Laura and Jimmy speak than have me. But I'm happy to talk to that a little bit, Mike. You know,
for sure.
First of all, we're a technology company at the end of the day, and we strive to provide the world-class solution for digital member servicing. Right, that's our objective.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's our partnership with the credit unions that we work with that brings that platform to life. And when you have a credit union like Community First, and you look at their values of collaboration, continuous improvement, creating trust, all of these things fit so nicely with what we provide. And that's what makes the digital experience human, ultimately.
Yep, yep,
you know, we provide the stage for them to do what they do best, you know, and that's really what we strive to do. When it comes to our on-screen collaboration capabilities, those are, you know, key to the philosophy of the platform, which is meeting the member where they are in their journey digitally so that you can humanize that.
Yeah.
Because once you get on the same page, once you're sharing that context, once you can see what the member is doing in real time, that's where the magic happens. That's where you can bring that personalized experience. But I mean, Community First is stellar in how they've leveraged the solution. And that's really what makes the human the digital experience so human, in my view.
No doubt. Yeah, and it's a must have today for sure, especially in today's environment. All right, let's get to some results, shall we? Let's show the proof in the pudding here that how well this stuff works. So Jimmy, I'm gonna let you go first on this one. So how did this member first approach enable your credit union to achieve? I'm gonna let you say the number here, these increased sales.
Yeah.
You know, share with us some of the results here, and then Laura, you can chime in as well.
So, you know, post-pandemic, you know, so we set up a team that's dedicated for inbound calls or, you know, inbound relationship engagement with our members who want to do loans or things or memberships right away. They didn't want to come into a branch, and so there's a lot of those trends. And so what we really did, so we implemented the tool, and we started solving the human problems in our process. Those human problems being, okay, apply, but never got back to you and gave you the documents you needed. Or there was just that last bit connection, or I engaged in a digital channel, but I needed one more touch, or I had questions and I just didn't ask them. And so we really took the tool and said, well, let's solve some of these human problems around that lack of connection, which is right in line with the philosophy. And we saw about a 36% increase in sales in that channel.
Wow.
You know, and there was just you say surprise, but really just a humbling effect to members getting what they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, there's all this talk around, okay, that they connected with us. We were able to solve it. Yeah, we saw about a 36% increase in the sales to that channel, closing that last mile. You know, whether it was, you know, I owed you a document, or I had one question, or I miskeyed something, you know, which a lot of those members walk away with a bad impression thinking, oh, I just didn't get approved or the process didn't work.
Yeah.
No, we're right there with them in it, you know. And so the other piece of that, to what Laura spoke of, on the proactive side, we got an entirely new membership base when we went proactive. And these are people that you see them on your website, you see them struggling on your content and sales pages that you can proactively reach out to and say, hey, this is Jimmy with Community First. This is Laura. Can I help you? And it's not that weird pop-up. It's just kind of aggravating you by the sales. Like, no, there's a person right here. I see your stuff. Let me help you.
Yeah.
And it was just such a nice, surprise to find out that we weren't pulling these members from other channels. We were opening the door to an entire new world of membership that, to Laura's point, may never have come in or may never have been touched. And then the response was just so positive.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Your members got to be just over the moon about this type of stuff. And there's a comfort factor there too, right, Laura? I mean, because you're on the experience side, so we all like to experience that comfort factor. So tell me a little bit about that and maybe some other results that you guys have seen.
Well, and the wonderful thing too is, you know, to complement the Glia tool, it makes it easy to have some more of those complex conversations with the member.
Mm-hmm.
starting in one channel, but then we can seamlessly upgrade it. If it gets a little complicated and we need to have a phone conversation,
because
we're dealing in loans and sometimes those are tricky. And so it makes it easy for the member to not feel overwhelmed by the conversation. Because if it starts feeling too much via chat, cool, we'll just pop on a phone call without ever having to leave our channel. You're still talking to that same person. You're still making that connection. And it just feels easy. And it feels, like I said, it gives a little bit of a peace of mind that you know the person on the other end is taking care of you and you're going to get the information that you need and you're going to get it quickly and it's going to be a real person on the other side.
Okay, I like the way you put that, Laura. It's like, okay, we go from one channel to, hey, cool, we'll just take it to another channel. You know, a seamless transition there. So that's the way it should work. Dan, you're shaking your head too. So tell me about these results. I mean, it really kind of, validates what you guys are doing for Creatians out there, right?
And absolutely. It's a true, go ahead. Sorry.
No, especially what consumers and members are looking for today too, right?
Absolutely. You know, this is a testament to what you can achieve if you look at that moving those metrics that are most important to the credit unions, right? If you focus your digital member servicing on having an impact on core KPIs and you're really diligent about that, you can achieve outsized results, right? And so, you know, our credit unions really focus on experience, effectiveness, and efficiency, right? And so across all of those, you know, when I say effectiveness, I'm talking about sales in this case, you know, you look at what you can achieve if you reach out at the right moment, you can drive so much value and target a base that you would have never been able to get to, as Jimmy and Laura are saying, you know. So ultimately, very much in line and very validating always to see credit unions that are seeing this level of success. 36% is incredible. So super happy with those results and excited to continue driving even more.
So. Yeah, exactly. Which segues to my next question. So what's next, guys? Laura, I'll let you go for it. What's next? What do you guys have on the docket or the roadmap, so to speak? What do you guys got in the work? And if you can divulge, I don't want to reveal any top secret information here.
So, you know, we're looking at, and we've kind of taken this philosophy. It's really quite funny. We've taken this approach from the moment we kind of partnered with Glia of incremental improvements. I don't think we go a month without adding something new or something different.
That's great.
So we are continuously kind of adding new teams. And new channels. So we have some new teams and channels that are coming. We find new use cases. We find new ways that we partner with marketing to add that Glia interaction to other places and other communication paths so that those same representatives that are on these teams today have more opportunities and more chances to connect with our members. And we are kind of always looking at adding more stuff.
Yeah.
And the Glia product makes it really easy for us to do that. We can really use it in a lot of different ways, how it makes sense for us. But it gives us a lot of opportunity. Like I said, we're going to add a new team here shortly. So very exciting stuff.
Well, and those little iterations that you're talking about over time add up to a lot because of this. You know, we see the iPhone here and you compare the iPhone 7 to today's iPhone or even last year's iPhone, whatever, whichever number they're on now, who knows, I lost track, but it's a world of difference, but each year made these little iterations. So, and it adds up to a big jump here over time. So, and Jimmy, I'm going to let you chime in on this one as well. What's on your roadmap in your neck of the woods?
Yeah. So for me, it's about continuing to find the right partners, you know, with digital and, you know, embracing fintech. Yeah, and the capabilities that come with that that help us really live out our purpose, you know, and our mission. And so I think the world's wide open for that. You know, there's always a process to look at. There's always an experience that's changing. And so how do we stay on top of what our members really need from a human connection piece? And I think that if we keep that human digital focus alive, then the sky's the limit on what we can accomplish.
Yeah, well put. And who knows what life is going to be like 12 months from now, let alone 6 months from now. So, and Dan, I'm going to get the Glia perspective as well. You know, what's on the roadmap for these folks out here, and maybe even other creatines too that you guys have in the works.
Absolutely, I know. I think Jimmy and Laura have done a great job of covering it. I would say that from our perspective, it's continuing to see how we can transform more and more of the interactions that are traditionally happening with more inefficient channels to these digital experiences because they've managed to strike the right balance between human and digital. So it benefits us from thinking, well, if the member is calling in this scenario, maybe on the phone, how can we bring some of those interactions, more of those interactions into the digital realm, because there's so much benefit to doing that, you know, both as you can see from the sales side, as well as from the efficiency side, and very much so from the member experience, which ultimately drives everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's more and more of how do we shift that mix of interactions to the one that makes the most sense for the experience that Community First wants to create.
Yeah, yeah. And as we all know, every credit union is different, every membership is different, and their needs are different. So we got to
kind
of tailor it to their needs for sure. But I'm also thinking, as you're talking, that you guys have set the bar so high and you continue to do so, but at some point, this is going to be the norm. You know, this is going to be expected. Well, it already is expected, right? And many other retail channels. So why not credit unions? So good stuff. All right, guys, my last question traditionally is like, hey, anything else to add? So Dan, I'm going to let you go first on this one. Anything else to add on this one? Any final thoughts here?
Super grateful to be partnered with Community First, such an outstanding credit union. We're thrilled to continue the relationship. It's all gratitude from my side. Thank you for your partnership and excited to continue.
Right on, right on. And Laura, I'll let you go next for...
Yeah, kind of echoing Dan's sentiments. I mean, we're very grateful to have a partner like Glia, who provides us with a tool that we can really make our own and really meet our members where they are. Mm-hmm. And so we're super excited to continue to grow it as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure. Jimmy, I'll let you have the very last and final word, sir.
No pressure. Yeah, no, same. we appreciate, I mean, the spirit of credit unions, we appreciate the collaboration. We value the continuous improvement and we look forward to keep raising that bar. Absolutely.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. And from my perspective, thank you guys for doing what you do out there and pushing that proverbial envelope to make this industry that much better each and every day. So appreciate all the hard work that you guys do and meeting the members' needs. So good stuff. And I'm very grateful to have you guys on the show today to deliver the message. So well done and keep up the good work. All righty.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you for having us. You are.